Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone, the pass caught, wide open, touchdown, Kansas City!
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes, got it long for the end zone, wide open, touchdown!
And the only one place in the country.
And that's what's great about the NFL. You keep building and trying to play your best football going into the playoffs and try to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
You are listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. The first question to Mahomes today is by far the most important question. There was a story this weekend that said that the coronavirus could potentially kill off chicken tenders. Is this major news in the Mahomes household?
Well, man, I mean, I'm a big fan of chicken tenders, so definitely going to hurt if that happens. But I didn't know it was all the way going to run them into extinction, but hopefully that doesn't happen.
You know, right now, food costs are out of whack. Everything's messed it up. Are you a ketchup with your chicken tender guy? I know you love your dub, but ketchup and chicken tenders just seems like a very odd combination.
Yeah, so it's kind of a weird deal. I definitely prefer other things more with my chicken tenders, but if those things aren't there, I will go ketchup. I'm not going to go chicken tenders just by itself, if that makes sense. But, I mean, I'll go barbecue sauce probably first. Maybe some honey mustard type thing if it's a good one, and then probably ketchup.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We're going to bounce around between football and just kind of some fun stuff today. It's a lot of stuff to talk to you about. Let's start with the game a little bit here. Broad question, how do you evaluate the way the offense is playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely not playing up to our expectation of ourselves. We've done some good things, but we obviously haven't done enough good things to play the way we want to play. It's not a thing we don't have what it takes. It's just we're not executing at a high enough level. So, I mean, it's something that we're going to continue to try to get better, but luckily enough, our defense is playing good enough that we're still winning football games.
Are you frustrated with the way that you're playing, or is it somewhat optimism that in the midst of your offense not playing to the caliber that you think you're capable of, you're also playing your best football as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely frustrated in the way that I'm playing. I feel like I'm leaving just too much stuff out there on the field. I still feel like we're finding different ways to win, which is obviously good to have, because when you're in December and when you're in January and hopefully February, you have to find every single way to win a football game. And I think we're doing that. And so definitely you're optimistic about how the whole entire team's playing. But as far as myself, I think I could play a lot better, which could help out the team even more.
There was a shot on the sideline. It looked like you and Bieniemy were sort of going back and forth. I just think that's what happens. Two competitive people in the midst of a frustrating time. Sometimes words get exchanged. I looked at it as not a big deal. Can you explain to us what happened on the sideline?
Yeah, it was kind of a little mix up of the play that we wanted to call in that situation. And then, like you said, I mean, both of us love it. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Both of us love being out there playing this sport, being a part of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we both were just frustrated more with the game than we were with each other. And so obviously we had a little frustration there, but we talked it out right after. And I mean, I love that dude. He loves me, and we'll keep rolling.
How quickly do things sort of dissolve that way? Because in the midst of it, you feel like you're right. He feels like he's right. How quickly sort of after those do you guys kind of make amends and move forward?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much right after. I mean, I think when you have a respect for someone and you know that they care just as much as you do, I think that stuff just kind of the frustration comes out, and then you just know that you still love each other at the end of the day. It's kind of like when family members or brothers or whatever like that fights. I mean, it's you both care about each other. You both care about trying to be the best and get the best out of each other. And that stuff dissolves really fast.
Two things that I sort of was confused about over the course of the game, and I'd like a little bit of clarification. I don't know what the plan was at the end of the first half. It seemed like you guys were sort of in the middle of wanting to run the clock out, yet also trying to go down the field and get points. Take us through you guys' final possession of the first half.
Yeah, well, with the situation and with the wind blowing against us, we knew that we were going to have to get pretty far into the red zone to get in the range to have a real legitimate chance at a field goal. So we didn't want to give them the ball and give them the win where they could get points, and knowing that we got the ball coming out of half. So we wanted to run the ball, and we were hoping with the run play that we'd get a little bit of a bigger chunk of yards there. And if we got a bigger chunk of the yards, then we would kind of get into that two-minute mode. But they played a good defense, made a good play, and kind of stuffed us there. So after that point, we were kind of in that mode where we were trying to run the timeout. And we got it down enough, but we wish we'd at least got at least one first down to kind of end the possession with the ball.
Late in the game, it was 13-3, and you guys had a fourth and short. Maybe this is me from the Madden generation, but I'm hyper-aggressive, especially with you, Tyreek Hill, Kelce, and the weapons that you guys have. I'm always pro going for it, so I kind of felt disappointed that you guys took the points. It seemed to me that you wanted to go for it in that scenario. What ultimately won out to lead to you guys kicking the field goal?
Yeah, I think it's just having a – I guess it's Coach Reed having a feel for the game. I think that was the biggest thing. I mean, obviously, I want to go for it. I mean, I want to go for it pretty much every time. So all the offense, we were trying to stay out there and talk, kind of get talking Coach Reed into it. But, he had an understanding of feel for how the defense was playing, and he knew just to get it to where they had to score two touchdowns, it was going to be hard for them to do. And so he made the decision, which was the right decision looking at it now. And, I mean, we obviously – made the field goal and ended up getting an interception, and they only scored one more point kind of in that late kind of mode at the end of the game.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes on the drive. You mentioned the pick six. What would you call Daniel Sorensen's celebration?
Well, that's like the Tyreek Hill kind of started it, and then it's kind of flown throughout the team. But I think Dan put his own little swag on it, man. I mean, that was pretty impressive, I would say so myself. But, I mean, that seems like we're getting division games, man. That dude's always making plays at big moments. And he made another big play there where he ran through some tackles and got into the end zone.
I can't really explain it either, because it just sort of seems like big moments and the ball just find Daniel Sorensen late in these games.
Yeah, and I think it just goes with that. I mean, he does everything the right way. I mean, he's the one of the first guys in the building. He's putting in the time and the work and the extra work and stuff like that. And obviously, I mean, he didn't play the way he wanted at the beginning of the year, but I mean, don't let that kind of diminish what he's done for us for so long and what he continues to do in big moments, making interceptions, making big game-changing plays. That's why we believe in him, and he's still out there doing it.
The only football news just isn't in the pros. Also, some college football. Travis Kelce, his alma mater, is competing for the college football playoff. I will imagine that he's told you that about 100 times over the last couple days.
Oh yeah, I mean, I kind of root for those guys. I've kind of watched some plays since I kind of obviously been here with Kels, and just to have someone new in that college football playoff. I mean, obviously they got a tough game against Alabama, but I mean they're gonna go out there and they're gonna play their best football. They have a great team. They have a lot of great playmakers on that team, and maybe who knows? Maybe try to pull off the upset. But I mean, we'll see. It's cool just to see that, and then plus them. They're coming to the Big 12 too, so it's kind of like a good sign with the Cincinnati being in the college football playoffs and eventually coming to the Big 12.
You really watch and follow college football. Who in this playoff do you like to actually win it?
I mean, it's gonna be hard to beat Alabama just because I feel like that quarterback, those playmakers, is gonna. I mean, and obviously they always have the defense, but they're gonna be a tough team to beat. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, I think it's the most kind of toss-up year out of all years that it's been. I mean, Alabama, they lost one of their best receivers. He's going to be an NFL guy. Michigan's played great football. They play as a team, offense and defense. Cincinnati obviously has playmakers. And then, obviously, Georgia has been dominant all year. So, I mean, it's going to be a great year for college football. You don't know kind of going into it who's going to win it.
you, like the rest of us, were watching the end of Oklahoma State Baylor. I can't think of a finish like that. I mean, that was a storybook Friday Night Lights kind of finish.
Oh, it was exactly that. And I mean, you feel bad for Oklahoma State, but I mean, Baylor, I mean, they played their tail off with a young kid out there at quarterback battling. So it was cool to see a game like that, especially on the stage that they had. And I mean, just have different teams winning the Big 12. I mean, that's always a good thing to show that everybody can do it. And hopefully Texas Tech with the new coaching staff can have a chance to make a run at this thing, hopefully in the near future.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. A quick question about Arrowhead. I'm trying to think of a time where in a regular season game, it was as rocking as that one. Like, you could feel the energy pretty early in that one. I thought the crowd was engaged and they were loud. I thought Arrowhead was really special last night.
Yeah, and I think it's been like that a lot of the season. I think the fans are just so happy to be back and be able to be part of the Chiefs kingdom and be a part of that togetherness that we have here. We're rolling right now. Defense is playing. Usually when that defense is rolling, that the stadium's getting loud, and I'm always excited to play at Arrowhead, and I'm sure they'll be rocking this week playing the Raiders.
I was just going to say, this defense really seems to feed off of it. Like, they're doing swag surf dances. Like, this defense really seems to feed off the energy of the crowd.
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, everybody does. But, I mean, they whenever they're rolling and they're making those plays and the crowd's into it, I mean, it energizes everybody. And so I'm glad that we have that home field advantage, because it's a tough place to come in and play. And I think you've seen these offenses coming in and play this defense. I mean, they're having a tough time at Arrowhead.
I don't know if you noticed it or not, but whenever you had the rushing touchdown and you went over and you gave that guy a five, like, you would have thought that he won Willy Wonka's golden. I have never seen a human being more excited to get a high five than that guy was.
I didn't notice. I'll have to go back and look at that. But it just ended up perfect. I like made direct eye contact with him right when I looked up, and you know, I love playing into the crowd and everything like that. So I mean, it was a great moment, and luckily enough, we got in the end zone and we're able to kind of build that lead. And the defense shut the door.
Yesterday was a really special day in Kansas City. Obviously, you guys get a big divisional win. You're in first place in the AFC West, and Buck O'Neill was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. What's your experiences like with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum? And as someone who is a prominent member in this city, what is it like to see Buck go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, first off, it was overdue. I mean, the impact that he made on baseball in general, especially African-Americans being in baseball and being in MLB and everything like that. It was a special moment that should have happened a long time ago. And being at the Negro League Museum and being able to see all the history that was made in that league, that you wouldn't even know if it wasn't for that museum. It's special. And my dad, I mean, he used to mimic Satchel Paige. And he would tell me stories about all these baseball players that kind of made it happen. And then for me to be able to see that up close and personal, and it being in my city in Kansas City, it's something special that I think we got to continue to shed light on, because there's some Hall of Famers that aren't inducted yet. And hopefully that they happen soon.
I think it's one of the special places, not just in the city, but in the country. And the times that I've been, I don't know if there's a place that maybe tells the story of civil rights in this country and how it sort of intersects with sports better than the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And it doesn't just affect baseball. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Those guys like Jackie Robinson and that broke the color barrier, I mean, that stuff affects me being able to play in the NFL today. I'm never going to take that for granted, because those guys dealt with so much to be able to put us in position that I can live out my dream today. So, I mean, it is a special place. And I hope if the people haven't been there yet, that they go by and see all the history and how it affects how we live life today.
Two more questions. First question is, what's your plan tonight for Monday Night Football?
As of right now, I'll be just probably chilling at the house and watching it. It should be a good game. I think it might even snow, I mean, which is always a great game. You know, I'm a snow game guy. So it'll be a great game. Obviously, be big implications on the AFC and stuff like that, and two great football teams going up against each other.
I know I've asked you this before, but what's the balance in watching this as like someone who just enjoys the NFL? And I think this is one of the biggest games of the year when you think about the implication in these two teams in the division. But also, you've already played one of these teams, and maybe you'll have to face one of these teams down the road in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'll have to face one of them at some point. They're two great football teams, and I mean, you obviously, I always watch as a fan, but at the same time, I'm watching to see the different things that they're doing. Obviously, you want to watch the other the offenses, how they're trying to exploit the defense that they're playing because they're division opponents, so they study them a lot. But at the same time, you go out there and have to see what you can put into your offense. So, I mean, it's you watch as a fan all the time, but when you have that mindset that I have now, it's kind of like you watch as a fan, but you're still kind of picking away stuff that they're doing.
And last thing here, I've always wondered this. How do you go Christmas shopping? Because someone like me can just go to the mall regular and just pick something up. I'm assuming that you can't just go to Oak Park Mall and just pick up a couple of things for the family. How do you go Christmas shopping?
It's a bunch of Amazon. You have a lot of the delivery, and I get it sent to the facility. Don't tell Brittany so that I can hide it from her and everything like that. But, yeah, I usually have to do it online shopping. It's not a lot of going into the store and shopping. But and plus, Brittany's like, dude, she sees everything. So I have to kind of be real sneaky with it and so I can try to surprise her every once in a while.
You're just like the rest of us, my man. Like, you were just like the rest of us when it comes to buying gifts for people that you love. That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Our conversations are powered by Google Fiber. This is a really important stretch for you guys. I don't have to tell you. Raiders this week, Thursday night football against the Chargers. Keep playing good football, my man.
I appreciate you, man, always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.